You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today we're talking about whey protein, to whey or not. Shona Hendricks joins us. Shona, nice to have you on. A question from Ilza. Ilza's saying, will whey powder help runners over 50 reach the necessary level of protein intake after exercise? She goes into a whole lot of backstory, but you talk about, particularly for female runners over 50, the importance of protein post-exercise. Let's touch on that, why that's so important, what you need to be aware of, and then let's talk about including whey as part of that solution.
Yeah, so for female runners over 50 or going through period postmenopause, that increasing protein intake is absolutely vital. But it's the same for male runners that are aging as well, because you're going through such a lean muscle mass loss that is a natural process. we have to ensure that we're replacing that and building that back up. And so, because the muscle essentially, part of its properties is a protein, we want to ensure that we're doing, when we're exercising and there is that muscle fiber breakdown, we want to ensure that we're helping that muscle resynthesis, the muscle building back up. And the way to do that is to incorporate a carb and a protein mix after training, within 20 to 30 minutes after training. So that is really, really vital.
And then as far as using whey to do that, I mean, obviously we are advocates of eating real food. Sometimes it's just not practical. Would whey protein supplement be sufficient?
Yes, so definitely. So I think the key thing there that we have to note first is that the timing after exercise is vital. So we're saying within 20 to 30, maximum 40 minutes after your training session, you have to get some form of nutrition in, not any form, some carb protein intake. And so if you know that you're not going to be able to get that from a real food source within that time period, then yes, a protein supplement would suffice. And you know, we're talking whey protein here, which you know, doesn't suit vegans and vegetarians. The whey protein would be the protein that is going to have the better effect on your protein or your muscle resynthesis. It is just absorbed better. It's a higher content of leucine-based protein because it's made from milk originally. And so that is why the whey protein has a higher sort of response on your muscle resynthesis. If we compare that to something like casein protein or soy, the casein protein definitely doesn't just, there's almost like a barrier that we have to get through that helps with this muscle resynthesis. And casein just doesn't have enough of the good sort of protein to come in there. And soy is a little bit less. It's essentially around 50 grams of whey would equal around 25 grams of soy. So you just really need to take that into account if you are vegan or vegetarian. And if you're vegan or vegetarian, rather look at some real food sources. Nuts and seeds, in particular pumpkin seeds, have a very, very high leucine based content, as well as, you know, that can go all the way down to things like almonds and then oats as well, sort of further down the list over there. So not saying that that's you know, dead and gone. If you're vegan or vegetarian, you just have to pay particular attention to what you're taking in.
Fabulous, Ilza. I hope that helps. And anyone else who's contemplating using a protein supplement, I hope that helps too. Shona, thank you very much. We really do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad here again. Before I go, if you're peri or postmenopausal, then join sports scientist and head of the female athlete program here at coachparry.com, Shona Hendricks, in our upcoming Running Through Menopause Masterclass. If you'd like to recover from sessions quicker, not feel fatigued or tired all the time, run pain and injury free, improve your endurance, and of course, run faster to and through menopause, then head over to coachparry.com/menopause or simply click on the link in your podcast player now.